The best radio station in the world.
In the world.
Is right here.
Right now.
Welcome to chilloverradio.net.
Warning! The following program is about beer. It contains mature subject matter. It has been known to feature bombastic buffoonery, humiliating humor, iniquitous information, repugnant repartee, sinful shenanigans, and vulgar verbiage. It's a show about beer. It's not an electronic babysitter for your children while you go off and play house with your neighbor, or your neighbor's wife, or your neighbor's goat. In other words, this ain't the Disney Channel. It's a show about beer. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
Today's show has been sponsored and supported by OBSBeers.com, ChillLoverRadio.net, Colorado Hot.
Boys and girls from around the world, it's time for random morbid cute animal facts that have nothing to do with beer.
Hey guys, today we have another animal fact, as you could tell by the intro. You know, let me pull it up here on my handy dandy computer. Alright, you ready for this? It's a fact about alligators. Key, you're familiar with alligators?
Yeah, I don't fuck with them.
Yeah, okay. Key says that he has 3 pet alligators. Alright, so basically, alligators are toothy.
Cool.
Well, there's your daily dose of random morbid cute animal facts that have nothing to do with beer.
Episode 87. Today's show is smell blindness.
It's smell blind.
It's smell blind. All right, so we're going to get...
smell blind.
Yeah, right? So I got Sean here, guys. Hey. We're also, if those that ever want to watch us, we always do our recordings live on Twitch at OBS Beers 2014. And so anybody that chimes in at during the show, we'll answer questions or acknowledge them while we're doing our thing.
Except 2014 is the amount of bitches we got. You under dick.
Okay, that's the amount of females we have.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Not the year I started doing this.
That's the, yeah.
Okay, all right. Yeah, we do have bitches, yeah.
Hello! Look, oh my God, they're drowning me. I can't.
Get off me.
So many.
Voss.
Where'd you get all these actual female
Voss. It's Voss.
It's more like Voss, yeah.
So, right before we started recording while we were live on Twitch, I was asking Sean about his hair. I was like, yo, get your beard game up to grow your beard on. He's like, no, he doesn't like hair. He doesn't like maintenance and anything. It doesn't mean he's dirty. So we were asking him.
No, I haven't showered in 3 years.
That's fantastic. Well, your tan's looking great. Your dirt tan is great.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's a farmer dirt tan.
So were you thinking about trimming your dreads?
Trimming? No.
If like cut them to make them even.
That might be something, like, if they get really long in the future, and I'm like, man, I liked it when my dreads were short. Then I might, like, cut them short again, then grow them long again. But no, like, the thought of ever having to cut them. And I'm thinking, you know, I'm getting, when I get old, I gotta do something, right?
Yeah, your family doesn't have anything about hair loss, right? The males in your family?
My dad does, but apparently that's not where you get your gene from. That's what I keep being told. Apparently you get your gene from your mom's dad.
Well, what about your mom's dad?
Full head of hair until he was dead. So.
All right, so you might be good to go?
Yeah, he died at 14, but...
No. Okay, well...
had her at 13 and then died at
14. Let's see, Gamba Games here says, Sean, you look like a trash bag that fucked another trash bag. Holy shit.
You know, I'll give you a 7 for bravery, a 3 for creativity.
Yeah, all right, well, thanks for insulting my friend. Great. All right, that's a great way to start the show. All right, so Sean, it's just me and you on today's episode, and I've got 3 beers here.
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to be talking about from 5 Rabbit Brewing.
All right.
We also have your favorite IPA
okay.
from Lost Coast Brewery. And then I've got this barrel aged monster from Innocent Gun, and it's an IPA. But it's a barrel aged IPA.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so check it out. We're going to do the sweet one first. We're going to get that out of the way. We're going to do you nice. Kind of get
you. Can we do that last so I have something to look forward to?
Wait, so you want to do this beer last?
Is that the good one?
I don't know. I don't know.
You think that I'm going to like?
I don't know. I just randomly grabbed, dude.
They're all IPAs.
Okay, so which one? Okay, no.
What is this one that's hiding over here? What is it?
It's a wheat beer.
All right, yeah, it doesn't matter.
So you don't care?
I guess, yeah. No,
okay,
I guess
I can rearrange it for you, pimp.
I'm scared.
Okay, but I'm going to give you an opportunity. Okay. So it's between the Lost Coast and Innocent Gun.
I only like coasts that are found, so.
Okay, so you want to do Lost Coast last?
Yeah.
All right, and we'll do this Barreled Age next.
Gosh.
Fantastic.
It's just... I don't feel like I made it better.
No. Oh, wait. Oh, also, you lucked out on this episode because this would have been This would be the episode we were going to put the hot drops in your mouth.
Oh, my God. What a shit surprise. But, thank God you didn't because I was so fucking sick. That would have fucking.
No, we can't do it today because Cash wanted to be a part of the visual.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
So.
And he's getting his nipples removed.
He's getting nipples removed for next week. So. In 2 weeks' time, because I'm going out of town next weekend, and so we won't be podcasting. Maybe we can. Matter of fact, let's get together during the week so we can record and get that up. I think what we can. Matter of fact, let's do it this week. We can probably get it done during the week. Actually,
yeah, like 2 a.m.
Yeah, 2 a.m. Let's do that. So the next episode we'll do the hot shit for you, and I'll try to find some beers that'll like really.
Can
really,
you play that Bobby Shmurda song?
What's the Bobby Shmurda song?
You know.
No, I don't know the song. I don't even know who. What the fuck is a Shurma?
It's hot.
Oh, the song is called Hot.
It's. I can't say the word.
You won't ninja. Ninja is hot. Ninja is hot.
No, Hot Ninja.
Oh, Hot Ninja.
Right.
Oh,
that's the name of the song, right?
But it's the N word. Yeah, it's the Hot Ninja. Hot Ninja. Hot. It sounds like a really pretentious song.
No.
Is it pretentious?
That's the one where, I think it's the one, where he goes, just caught a body about a week ago.
I don't listen to it. I'm too old.
Remember that song?
I don't even know.
That was from a few, Bobby Shmurda's been in jail.
I don't even know what a shawarma is. I know what a shawarma is. I've eaten at shawarma before.
You're lying if you don't know who Bobby Shmurda is, you're lying. You're lying to me right now. You don't know who Bobby Shmurda is, you're lying.
Right. I really couldn't tell you.
You are so lying.
I really couldn't tell you.
I'm so angry at you right now.
I really couldn't tell you.
I'm going to show you a picture.
No, don't show me. I don't want
to
know
just
who...
Just a picture. Yes, okay, you need to know who Bobby Shmurda is.
So we're not going to start the show. I have to know who Bobby Shmurda is.
Top
Ramen
Shmurda. Okay. Yes.
So I have to learn who Top Ramen Shmurda is. All right, let's figure out who Top Ramen Shmurda is.
Bobby Shmurda.
He looks like a guy that... You know what he looks like? No, you know what he looks like to me? He looks like the guy inside the mall. Okay, so yeah, he definitely looks like the guy in the mall that wants to clean your shoes.
Yeah,
and
I knew you were going to say that.
Yeah, he looks like, my dude, let me get your sneakers nice.
Hey, those is real fly. Hey, those is real fly, my man.
You get what I'm saying?
He's from New York, so yeah. Yeah, he went to jail over...
gun charges?
Yeah, something like that. Or murder, I think. And
He looks like the guy that says, shoot. Shoot.
No, he doesn't.
I'm not gonna lie. I think it's the same person that
No. Block Boy.
Okay, look. Tanisha's like, oh, you know him, Key. No, I don't.
Yes, everyone fucking knows him.
I don't.
Oh, I'm so angry.
I don't.
You know who Lil Pump is, and he hasn't made even a slightly amount of the dent that Bobby Shmurda. And Bobby Shmurda has been in jail for like 2 years.
I don't know. I don't look. You know why I don't know who any of these people are.
He doesn't look anything like Block Boy JB. Block Boy JB look like someone hit him with a bus.
Shoot.
I never realized how funny he looks.
Ooh, take it away, please. All right, so this is what we're gonna do.
Fuck this picture. Oh, goddamn my asthma.
Oh. Okay, enough. Can we stop looking at these? No, you need to stop because they're ugly. That's sin. And women love them.
You're rude.
Women love them because they're paid, man. But no, I've never heard of Ray Shrummer. Ear drummers? Isn't it two people? I didn't know it was. I thought it was two people.
Right.
Like No Flex Zone.
You talking about Bobby Shmurda?
See how I can't tell the difference?
You never heard of the Shmoney Dance? Are you serious?
No, I've never heard of the Shmoney Dance. I don't understand any of this shit and how it works, bro.
You make me so angry.
Bro. Well, good. You
know Young M.A.?
Yeah, I know who Young M.A. is, yeah.
The song that's that she the female, came right? out with.
The rapper female.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but the song that she came out with, I think was either sounded hella similar or it was the same beat as his Hot Ninja.
Oh. I don't know. I like her because I think she just raps.
Yeah.
Raps.
When but I after first heard it, I was like, oh, this is that Bobby Shmurda song.
Right? After but a
now,
while.
Now that I'm thinking about it, I might just after, be stupid.
After a but while, I kind of just, I think she just does the same thing. There's no affliction change. Like, see, like J. Cole changes. A lot of rap artists, they'll change their cadence a little bit to not be stagnant. And I think M.A., after a while, after hearing like 8 songs by her, she doesn't change her. She's a little sick. But I like her.
She's like
she gets more pussy than the both of us.
You get a single from her when it comes out, and that's it. Like, you don't get the album. She's not a get-the-album kind of person.
She just puts a song out, and she's like, let's go.
You put a song out, you're like, yeah, that's hot, and then it goes in your playlist kind of thing. It just shuffles around with the rest of the song.
Well, you know what else is going to go on their playlist? This show.
This porno.
So what we're going to do is we're going to be right back, and we're going to do some beer.
Oh, okay.
Never heard of OBS beers? Google that shit.
Sean, we're going to get down with this next beer, because this is the first beer.
Yeah.
All right, I said the next beer.
You got any Whippets?
I'll be honest with you.
No whipped cream?
No, I have.
All right, dude.
Yeah, we don't.
I'm just going through withdrawals.
So, you might want to stop that. I messed up.
Why would we stop it?
Because I messed up.
Okay. Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm sure. Okay. I messed up.
It's never stopped us before, I'm just saying.
Trust me, I messed up.
Okay.
All right, Sean, you ready?
No.
Okay, so we're going to start this beer off. We're going to start this with this particular beer. And the great part about this beer is it's not available here in town.
So I'm hoping
you will like this beer. And you can't get any more. So I'm talking about, check this out, Five Rabbit. Cerveza Syria. I'm going to say brewery. I can't speak Spanish, so. Five Rabbit Brewery.
Try. Just try to do it.
Mm-mm.
Come on. Just attempt it.
Okay. It is fiverabbitbrewery.com. There you go.
Let me do it. I'll do it.
No. Let me do it. No, they're independent. They are certified independent craft, a part of the Brewer Association.
Yeah.
These guys are coming out of Bedford Park, Illinois.
Bedford Park.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. This particular beer is a 2011 GABF Gold Medal winner in the fruit wheat beer category. So that's pretty cool. Gold.
Nice.
All right. And this is called Five Lizards. Five Lizard, not Lizards. This is 4.3% light in body. And there's actually a really interesting thing here. It says in Aztec mythology, Five Lizard is one of the five gods of excess, serving to warn us against gluttony and debauchery. Wow. But at the same time, also represents dance and sexual desire. So that's what the Five Lizard is.
It sounds like you should drink this at EDC.
We should drink this at EDC. But are we really going to go to EDC?
Hell no.
All right.
You'd have to pay me.
I'd have to pay you to go to EDC?
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Maybe when I was 14, I'd have been down. 15.
15, you'd have been down?
Yeah, I was hella fucking bitches at raves and shit. Oh, shit, I can't reach.
There we go. I'm just gonna... All right, let me set
usually
this back
we
up.
Usually got a middleman here.
Yeah, it's no big deal.
Is this what, like, rich folks feel like when they don't have any kids and they're a couple and they sit on either end of those long tables?
Yes.
This is nice.
This is, yeah, it's like, oh, how are you, dear?
Yes, I'm very...
Shut up.
I don't have to deal with you over here.
Pass the salt.
Joffrey!
Yes, Saul? Yes,
I'm not comfortable with you playing the butler.
I
frankly,
can't.
Because you're black. So.
Let's just do it. If we're going to do a bit,
I'm
we have to do a bit.
And you I respect the... you too much.
To not do a bit.
You can't. I'll be the butler.
Okay. Jeffrey!
I'm sorry. I'm white, so I physically don't know how to act like a butler. Do you know how?
Yes, All right.
Oh, shit, you're just talking like that.
Yeah, that's fair enough. All right, cheers to smell, bro.
Cheers. It smells like beer.
Okay.
I've smelled this before.
Okay, it is a beer.
Right? It's got a beer smell to it.
Okay, it is a beer.
That's I'm on to something, right?
Yeah, the show is about beer, so that's...
I smell... Check this out.
Okay, what do you have?
I smell graham crackers, the vanilla graham crackers.
Okay.
The vanilla honey graham crackers. You underdig? You overdig?
Say
you
less.
Done too much. You
say less.
Say less, my man.
Fucking vanilla graham crackers, huh? Is. Okay.
I smell. Schmurda's freedom.
Which is not a lot. There's really not a lot going on
that's
here.
Fucked up, G.
I don't even know who the guy is.
That's fucked up, my man. I didn't say nothing about your partner.
Maybe you should choose better friends.
I'm mixing East Coast and Southern lingo now.
And it's okay. So I get something fruity. There's something tropical. There's some exotic fruit fragrance. A little salty.
You getting fruit?
Yeah, there's some fruit. I do get little bit of some of that malty, sweetie graham cracker fragrance, but I'm getting more of like a honey biscuit.
Oh, a honey biscuit?
A little honey biscuit.
I smell some kind of candy. Oh, I'm sorry, microphone. Hey, guys. This is Sean Cashman. I just like to say I'm sorry.
That's all I got. I'm getting, that's it. It does smell a little bready.
It smells like a lozenge of sorts.
You like a little lozenge of sorts? I'm just getting like a very fruity, shandy type beer. It's got some bready body to it. Not a lot for me to kind of pick it apart, but it's very, it is a lot of exotic fruits going on. Some little guava, maybe some kiwi, some
kiwi.
Melon.
I would, I'm going to tell... the next female that I'm hitting on, I'm gonna be like, damn, Ma, you got a bready body.
Damn, when you do
Ma,
that,
why your body so bready? Hey, little mama, why you doing that, little shawty?
To be honest with you, I need to be there when that happens.
I'm gonna try it on Carlo's sister.
All right, do it.
If you're listening to this, Destry, I'm coming for you.
I'm gonna get back into her name. Her name is Desitin?
Destry. It's like a dude's name, I think.
It is a dude.
Yeah,
just wait
she's named after her uncle. Isn't that weird? Whose name is their kid after their uncle?
Especially if it's a boy. All right, so good for you.
Right.
I like what you're into. All right, so can we just drink this?
She's
I
bad,
need...
though, so.
There we go. Yeah. Cheers to taste.
Cheers to Dexter.
Okay, I like this. It's tangy. It's like...
Yeah, tangy.
Like guava.
You can feel it right there, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's zigging you there. It's a seedy. It's like more... It's like juice.
It tastes like cum. Oh, wait, no. I'm just kidding. I'm sorry.
Go on.
It's salty.
We're learning more and more about Sean as the days go by.
Salty. I brought this up way back in the day, but it reminds me of the carbonated, or no, maybe they're not carbonated. I don't remember, but they're like those monster lemonades.
Yeah.
And
this is like a shandy.
They don't
almost
taste like lemonade at all, but this is what this tastes like.
No, no, it has some, it's definitely a little tarty, a little salty. It tastes like
fruit.
Guava to me, maybe passion fruit, maybe kiwi. There's something tropical in
grapefruit.
There. It's like grapefruit.
Yeah.
Oh, the grapefruit in this is nice.
Yeah.
Like more of a ruby red, the sweeter kind.
Sure.
And then as you're drinking it, it is a little thick because it's not so watery.
It's got that bready body.
It's got that bready body.
Okay, little mama, you got that little, you got that, okay, that 7-grain wheat booty, you underdig? You got that motherfucking, hey, hey. You got that Italian herbs and cheese hitter. You know what I'm saying? Hey.
Italian herb cheese hitter. That 7-grain wheat booty. That's seven.
You got them rye titties, you under day. Okay.
I don't eat rye, so we're not compatible.
Got them sourdough toes.
You're reaching. All right, yeah. So what else can we say about this beer?
It's making me horny after listening to all those bread body parts.
Right,
and
right.
Drinking this.
So what do you think of this? Like, just,
I like it.
It's tangy. It's refreshing. I mean, low in ABV. It's refreshing as fuck, so I can imagine this ice cold. This would be like my after work beer. So if we were at work and we're like, yo, let's go to the bar, and they were serving Five Lizards and we knew what it was, we'd order this by the pint.
It reminds me of a girl that goes through all the emotions, but not the angry one.
Just all the good things.
Well, not necessarily good.
Just not angry.
Just not angry.
Fair enough.
So, I mean, some sadness, right?
Tears. That's where the salt comes in. Little
right,
tears.
Right, exactly.
Because you got to bottle that.
And then happy, and then excited, and then calm, and then sucking your dick. I get all that from this.
We need to get more of this beer.
Have I ever told you about the time I got my dick played Nintendo 64?
No, we'll talk about that at the end of the show.
Okay.
All right, so let's just put a pin in that, and let's continue and get a grade for this beer. But by the way, I want to give a huge shout out to Miss Swarte.
Oh!
She's the one who provided this, and she's from Chicago.
Thank you.
So, Ms. Swarte provided...
It's only available in Chicago.
It is only... Well, within those neighboring states and Illinois. You know what I'm saying? It's just available over there. We won't get this over here.
Can she tell us if we're supposed to pronounce the S on Illinois?
It's Illinois. There, the S is silent.
So you
but
say it
I'd say it to be a dick. Illinois. Mm-hmm. Actually, I don't know.
Chief Keef in a song once said, Chirac Jill Illinois. Like noise? Get it?
Yeah.
I don't know what Jill means, but...
Girl.
Oh, wait, no, drill. That's what he's... I just figured it out. I'm stupid. I'm sorry.
Well, let's put a pin in that.
That's smart.
No.
Drill and noise.
No. Let's put a pin in that, and let's continue talking about this beer, and give me a grade so we can get him out of here.
Free Bobby Shmurda. Give it a 4.5.
Wow, this is this is one of your highest scores, dude.
Yeah.
What do you like about it?
I'll drink it anytime.
So it's an anytime beer.
Yeah. It's on a plane, I don't remember how that book goes. On a train, on a plane, on your mom, on your dom, right?
Right. And but you'll drink this beer, Sam, like you will.
Yeah, it's great. It's just like I said, it rides me through all the emotions.
Okay.
With none of the bad ones.
All right. Well, just to let you guys know, I know we were kind of jerking off here with this beer review. To be honest, it is what it is. It's a wheat beer, so definitely the way Sean was describing that, wheat body booty. Mm. Yeah, so it's full. It's got a nice gray mouthfeel. It's tarty. Sean likes the tart stuff, and it's a little salty. So it presents a really cooling, a really good refreshing aspect to the beer. It's super juicy, right? And it's got those tropical, I'm sorry, let's not use tropical, exotic fruit profiles. So guava, passion fruit, kiwi, right around there. Really nice, and the grapefruit with this is really awesome, and some will also get a little bit of the orange, but I mean, we got what we got out of it, and it is what it is. It's a pretty easy beer, super drink. I'm going to hit you guys with a nice 4 or 5 as well. I would drink this every day and never get tired of it.
Hell yeah.
So, all right, let's get out of here, bud.
All right.
Brew Rebellion, small batch, handcrafted ales for incredibly bold flavors. Watch our show, Barely Beer Barons, on Amazon Prime. Check us out at www.brewrebellion.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Instagram at Brew Rebellion. Look for us in better bottle shops throughout California and online, and join the rebellion.
It's the Open Bottle Society. Beer stories, you'll find them here. Beer reviews, education, and more. OBSbeers.com is who you're looking for.
Okay, Sean, we got through that one. That was very nice. I like that. From now on, when I speak to females.
Yeah. You'd be talking about bread.
Bread body booty. Bready body booty.
Yeah.
All right, so Sean, I got this next beer. Now, legend has it, this is one of my secret beers.
What does that mean?
Something I will drink on a quiet, like on the low. Legend has it.
Is that?
Yeah, I couldn't. If I tell you, I'll have to kill you.
I would love that.
For me to tell you or the death part?
Both of it.
I can't do that because I don't want to tell you about one of my these legends.
So even if you kill me, you're still not down?
I'm just saying, I could be down.
You can kill me.
No, but I don't want to. But what I want to do is right now, I want your facial expression because we all are aware that you are not a fan of the one particular style. Okay, it's fine. It's just known fact. So right now, the beer that we're going to be talking about is a Innocent Gun. This is out of their Barrel Aged series. This is their Gunpowder IPA.
Okay.
All right. These guys, it's 5%, 5.6%. 5.6%.
Okay.
And these guys are coming out. It's a product of Scotland.
I'm a product of Scotland, too.
Okay. And for more information, innisandgun.com. Okay. So product of Scotland. I'm trying to look if there's an address for these guys. I don't really...
Think Squarespace is doing better than GoDaddy nowadays?
I think Squarespace is doing better. I don't even know what the fuck that is. I just learned about Ray Schremer. So, I don't...
You just learned about Bobby Shmurda. Key.
Let's just put a pin in it, and we'll come back to it at the end of the show.
Okay.
Yeah, a little bit for you.
Oh.
And a lot for you.
No, not for me.
There you go, that's your glass.
Stop, that's not fucking funny, dog.
That's your glass, bro.
Dude, can you just put the hot shit on my tongue, then?
No.
Just put the hot shit on my
This one's yours.
No. Thank you.
They're actually the same, just the head was bigger on this one. They're literally, if you set them next to each other, they're the same, dude. All right, so, Sean, without further ado, get yourself pretty. Get yourself pretty. Cheers to the smell, bro.
Okay.
Oh, this is dank.
That smells like shit.
It's a sweat?
It smells great.
No, that's not what you said.
Very complex.
You said it smelled like shit. Why?
No, I didn't say that.
It smells like shit. I heard you, bro.
I said shit, that's good.
No. Why are you lying, bro? Why are you lying?
Let me give it another whiff, dude. All right. You don't even...
Guys, this thing is really, really sharp.
I don't want to talk
about this. Listen, okay, well, I'll talk about it. Can I do it?
Yeah.
The fragrance is sharp as fuck. Like I like what Cash says all the time. Sharp like cheddar. He uses cheese. This thing is pungent like blue cheese crumbles. It's pungent and stank, like real pungent. And this really smells very intense and hops. Like, it's no joke. Am I right? It smells like it's dank, doesn't it? Yeah. Hold on, I got you, bro, because the look on your face is the best part.
I got words, but they're not.
No, don't say it. Don't.
I'm not gonna.
I want you to be the face model of IPA. Okay. Like, if it's good, you'll be like, and if it's really hoppy, you already know what to do. You know how to sell that.
I won't be able to help it.
Right.
That's not up to me.
I'm excited. All right, so guys, the fragrance is extremely dank. Nothing but hops is kicking through. It smells like someone took, like, caramel and covered, like, hot pellets and was like, eat this. That's what it smells like. It's really plantish and full-on botanical. And I'm talking armpit, like, not in a sour way. It's got body funk to it. So I'm telling you now, this should be extremely aggressive as far as... I don't even smell any wood. No, it's there. It's just that the hops in this
you
is so sharp.
You fucking drank this?
Yeah, I'll drink this. Yeah, not this particular.
Like
I drink.
When you're just hanging out?
No. I drink Innocent Gun.
Oh,
the brewery, not the.
Is there a picture of a dog on here?
I don't know. You're welcome. So,
that's it,
guys. There's really nothing else about this thing. This thing is extremely sharp, botanical. It's basically hoppy fragrance. It's very off-putting if you're not into it, as you can see. Sean looks as if. It's about to go down. And without further ado, get it in your mouth hole and let's go. Cheers to the taste, bro.
Cheers, man. You give me a lot, dude. I'm so scared. I'm holding my breath.
Oh, that is nice. Oh, that is earthy. That is intense.
It's in my spine.
This is not an Imperial. This seems to be. Let me read the bottle.
That's fucking ridiculous.
This is just a regular IPA, But the barreled age part is really unique. It's
that's irregular.
It's like toothpick.
That's not a regular IPA.
It's a barreled aged IPA. That's where all that wood. It tastes like a toothpick, like you just sucked on a 2x4. It tastes like you sucked on a 2x4.
2x4 covered in, it was sprayed with something.
It was sprayed with like grass clippings. It is extremely, it's rough, guys.
Grass clippings would be a delight.
For those that are extremely huge hop heads, this
tastes like lacquer thinner.
You think it tastes like lacquer thinner? Yes. I like that. As a person of the generation who definitely enjoyed lead-based paint.
Yeah, that's what it tastes like. Fucking lead-based paint.
Tastes
like alcohol-y chemicals.
Does it really?
On the 2x4.
This is saturated hoppy goodness. And for me, I'm not a big IPA fan, but I like them when they're aggressive and... Ha! Fucking best shit ever. Oh, my God. Oh. Sound like your soul is dwindling.
I can't get the taste off of my mouth. Oh.
Oh,
it lingers forever. It like, coats your mouth.
Is it oily? Like it leaves a resin?
Yeah.
Oh.
And every time I talk, it moves.
Oh, man. There is another cool aspect. There is sweet.
No, there fucking isn't.
Wait. There's a sweet back finish of caramel. There is some nice tones of toffee. As far as that
toffee,
sweet. Yeah. There's some sweet notes on the back end only. But when it comes in, that resin, that's so piney
it
and resiny.
Burns.
And, yeah. And it's low ABV. Again, it's only 5.6, bro.
Not in alcohol. No, it burns from bitterness.
Oh, you think so the IBUs are not on the bottle. I'm willing to guess you they're over 75. Like the human tongue can only do like 80, 90 for registration, and that's extremely hoppy. And then there's things that go beyond that.
You're fucking with me.
No, there's people
Why,
that make
though?
there's beers that are out there that are over 100 IBUs.
Is that like a real thing that people enjoy?
Yeah, some people enjoy IPAs
Does
for
that
the
mean
bitterness.
They're broken? Does that
no.
mean they're broken?
That's just what they like.
That doesn't make sense.
So
Let
this
me tell you something.
For a, I like the name Gunpowder IPA.
People that
it really
like
tastes
spicy
like
food are broken.
It's so fire. I like it. It's intense. You want a little more to try to
no,
kind of work it out?
I don't even
want to. All right, here. Just a little bit more because we got
to. No.
I need you to talk. Can I please give you a smidge?
No, you cannot.
Like a little bit.
I
All right, how about you pour
consent.
Yourself? How about you pour yourself
no,
a smidge here?
I won't.
You don't want to do it?
Yeah.
I want to continue talking about it, my dude. I want to continue talking about it.
And you have more left.
Because I'm savoring it. You want me to split it with you?
No, they would go to waste, I'm afraid. I'd rather someone that enjoys it.
The more you drink it, the more intense it becomes and more woody. The resin part actually goes away. The hoppy profile goes away. That first initial, you're like, what is going
the
on?
Hoppy profile
like the Tree Forest King
away,
is in your mouth just like, yeah, you human, don't violate my forest again.
Which usually I'm into.
Right, but not this time. There's some splinters in your mouth.
Yeah.
It's definitely
numbing.
Wood. It's wood, pine resin. It is intense. This thing is nice. For all you hopheads, this is the beer for you. I mean, there's really nothing else to talk about except the back finish is sweet. But it's pretty much still lingering. It lingers for a long time.
Yeah, it's...
Around the roof of the mouth?
Everywhere.
I get in the back, and it's right on the roof of the mouth.
I just... Everywhere.
Like I just sucked on some pine needles and a 2x4.
How often
call it
you
a fucking
suck on 2x4s?
Depends on when a new building has to get put up because you got to get them wet and then that way they swell.
Mm-hmm. You know, wash it down with a nice pint of concrete.
Yeah, and then that way your poop is solid.
Solid.
So it's a good
in
good
the shape
idea.
Of your colon.
Yeah, and there's nothing wrong with pushing that through a tiny little button.
No.
So it's a great thing.
Comes
so
out like elbow macaroni.
So Sean,
yeah,
man, thank you so much for your face. Dude, we got that on tape, which is great.
I'm still good for you, man.
Let's give it a grade, and I want to know why you chose such a high grade for this beer after looking so assaulted.
Right. Well, I'll give it a 1.8.
And today's opposite day. Fantastic.
Because I don't understand the concept. And it's the same reason I'm giving Hot Cheetos a 1.8 every time. I get the flavor, but why put me through the pain? Anyone who likes that is a fucking masochist.
So you think this is painful?
Yes, I don't understand it. I don't get it. Like spicy and bitter and all that shit. Well, you know, I guess you could say the same about sour.
Yeah.
So I'm a hypocrite for that. But there's something wrong with that. They're designed to be like, hey, don't consume me.
Right.
Don't do it because I'm nasty. And you know, we live in a society. Stop breaking the rules.
Don't be a rebel.
Yeah.
You're such a communist.
There's a status quo for a reason.
You're so North Korea right now. You drink this because I say so.
Yeah.
But I'm going to easily...
Our people are happy. Our women are beautiful.
Right.
We have good access to computers.
That's
another Eric Andre reference.
That's fine. That's fine. Now.
Now.
For me.
For Key.
I'm giving this a 4-3. It's well above average, even though it's a...
You're a show-off, dude.
No. I think it's a simple IPA that has an overabundance. Because most of the time, these beers, they're labeled as an Imperial, an American Imperial, a double, a triple. It just says Gunpowder IPA. It has a lot of aggression going on that's well above a normal IPA's like textbook standard of bitterness.
Right.
And this thing is just exploding in your mouth, and no pun intended about the gunpowder thing. But, I mean, you saw it for yourself when you're looking or hearing Sean and looking at him.
Mm-hmm.
You can understand what type of turmoil he's going through. But, again, if you're going through that, man, it's a phenomenal beer. Yeah. Well, you know what?
What?
We're getting out of here.
Oh, okay.
Be right back.
All
right.
When you're Googling shit... Type in OBS beers.
Okay, Sean, at the beginning of the show, you were like, okay, can we switch some things around? And then the last beer that we did, you were like, fuck. And so now the next beer that we're going to do is another IPA.
This is the last beer of the show.
Shit. So that's all right. We're going to do the three beers for today, and then we're going to get them out of here and do some talking.
We got to tell the story about me getting my dick sucked while my friend was playing.
Yeah, hold on. Put a pin in that.
Yeah.
Put a pin in that. We'll get to that. All right. So right now we're going to do a beer. I've known this brewery for quite some time.
Yeah.
It's just been a while since I've done any recordings of them, so I'm looking forward to this particular beer.
Right.
So the brewery that we're going to be talking about is Lost Coast Brewery from Eureka, California. All right. Mm-hmm. Now this is coming. Oh, they're let's see. 7%.
Nice.
All right, this is a Graveyard Series.
Don't like that.
Okay.
So far, not in the game.
Ready? So the name of the beer is called Revenant IPA.
Why Revenant?
Revenant.
What is that word? Revenant.
Yeah, Revenant. That's a ghoul. Look.
That's the name of a ghoul?
Yeah, it's a Revenant IPA is a spirit, dude.
Oh.
Or the Revenant. It's a spirit.
I've never heard of this.
I don't know. It's a spirit, I guess. Now, all I know is this, bud.
It's apparently a movie, too.
Yeah, the Revenant. Yeah, it's about a spirit.
Really?
Yeah. A Revenant is a spirit.
Oh, it's something that is returned from the dead.
Okay.
Apparently.
All right. So here you go, bud.
That's creepy.
Let me give you some of this Revenant.
So did this beer go bad and then they brought it back or what?
I don't know. Here you go. That's yours.
Thank you very much. Right. Hey, do you think...
What?
Do you think this is the way Billie Eilish would smell?
I think that is the way... I have such a big thing for her.
You're
I just have to,
fucking with
I
her, right?
literally... Okay, let's put a pin in that and we'll talk about it at the end of the show. Deal? Let's put a pin in that.
Yeah.
Okay, let's put a pin on it at the end of the show. Yeah. Cheers to the smell, bro.
This is exactly how I imagine she would smell. This is exactly it.
And I'm not going to lie. I hope that this is how she smells.
Bitch.
Guys, this thing is creamy. It has a real creamy body to it. You can actually smell some sort of froth to it. Hold on. Let's not talk about the part you hate. But let's get past it. You can smell texture. It has a creamy hint. It really does. Something subtle, something spongy. Now we can go into the IPA portion of it. It is very sharp, very strong. Resin, plants, botanical, the detergent. It smells like soap.
Yeah.
Smells like detergent. It really does.
I always forget it smells like a cleaner.
It smells like a cleaner. It smells like something you would mop your floor with the lemon. It has a nice lemon fragrance.
There's a little
bit
of herbal going on there. There's some kind of...
Okay, so but we know it's very pungent and sharp, and it does smell like I know it's funny you were making fun of Billie Eilish, and we'll talk about that at the end of the show because how dare you? It does smell like a little bit of hardworking funk if you went next to someone like
funk.
Their deodorant kind of failed a little bit.
Yeah,
it's got that sort of body funk, but it's not offensive. It's like, whoo, you better have been getting a shower for your turn, like that werewolf turn. All right, so we're in agreement that this is a pretty intense fragrance.
Yeah.
All right. Are you ready? Are you ready?
Never am.
Cheers to the taste, bro.
Cheers to the taste. And that tastes like Billie Eilish pussy. Great. Just kidding.
Let's put a pin on the taste.
Just kidding. About
Billie Eilish until the end of the show.
I know.
So, Sean.
Yeah.
Let's go through some talk here. Let's just go through some motions here. And without saying anything about genitalia, walk me through what you're going through. Like, can you talk about this really interesting flavor of that's going on in this beer?
So far, I can't. I'm so distracted by the bitterness.
Okay. It's really
all
sharp.
All I taste is hops.
Okay.
And, yeah, it's creamy, sure. And it makes the bitterness have, like, a delay.
Yes.
It and
really
that's
does.
About it. In the music world, we would say that there's an attack. Okay. Synth.
Well, I can
a slow attack.
I can at least agree with you on a few things. Yes, it does make you look wonderful when you make these pucker. Oh, the lingering part's the best part. I like it. It's like not only does it get you on the side of the mouth, the back of the throat. It's like it's just. Is the revenant entering your body, bro?
Maybe this is what Ray Charles is doing.
He's drinking Revenant IPA. Let's put a pin on that and talk about Ray Charles at the end of the show. Guys, it is what it is. There's really
and
nothing.
And that time that Billie Eilish sucked my dick when my friend was playing Nintendo 64.
Let's put a pin in that and talk about that in the show.
And I was doing the right job.
Yeah, so. oh my God. Oh, shit. I love it. Okay, so let me just go ahead and get this done so we can get this out of here. I like the fact that you just finished killing it. Okay, so Sean, let me Sean, you want to get out of here so we can water. No water till we're done.
I'm done, bitch.
I'm not, bro. I'm not done yet.
Oh, it works. Hold on.
Yeah, today. All right, so let's talk about a couple of things. There's on the citrus profile, you're going to get orange and grapefruit mixed between ruby red grapefruit meat and yellow peel on the grapefruit. The hop profile on this is very intense, and it will overpower your entire mouth. And it is 100% detergent, cleaner, pine resin. It's definitely putting some sort of wood finish on it. The ABV for only being 7%, you got to be careful about this because this will sneak up on you. For those that are true hop heads, I mean, I didn't see any IBUs on the bottle, which I'm looking now. There's no IBUs, but it's pretty sharp. This actually has a great finish. Coming in, it's real fruity. Again, you're going to get orange and grapefruit. On the finish, you're getting the same, but more on the peel and the pith. But the hops is just all over the place. They're all over the place, and they're really sharp. And it's just really – that's what's really going on. They're also putting in some sort of other flavors that I can't really get past because it is a little heavy on that resin, that hop profile. But overall, I think it's a very outstanding beer. Could I drink this all the time? No. Could I do it if I needed to? Absolutely. This would probably be like I'm at the bar and I just don't want to kiss that girl over there because I realized she was just giving everyone a head. Like, I just need something to make sure.
Billie Eilish.
Let's talk about that at the end of the show.
Okay, let's put a pin in that.
So that's what I would do. But no, this is a really great beer. I think Lost Coast makes some very eccentric beers, and I think they're a very underrated brewery. So I do see a lot of people kind of skipping them at the store, and I think you shouldn't. I think this is great for all you hopheads. So let's give it a grade and get them out of here. Sean, what do you have?
I give it a 1.6 because, you know, it wasn't, you know, as interesting as I wanted it to be.
What was it missing for you to get past the 3 threshold?
Like general flavor.
What was wrong with the general flavor?
All I could taste was hops.
So it was
nothing else, yeah.
So pretty planty.
Mm.
All the things that you hate about IPAs, it was just too much.
It was just there to torture me.
So it was a little too much for you?
Yeah.
And because of that, I'm going to make it a 37 out of 10. So that's like way more because you're in pain. Actually,
I forgot how to count.
That's fine.
Yeah.
For me, I'm going to hit you with a 4. It's well above average for an IPA.
Damn.
I think it's exceptional. I think it's stellar. And for those that are true hopheads, super crushable. I think ice cold would cut it down a little bit. We do it at room temperature to really understand what's going on and what they're looking for as far as this beer. So not a bad ordeal. And I really do appreciate you, Sean. You always give up the best face.
Hey, you know, whatever.
All right. Well, we'll be right back.
Don't ask me where to find OBS beers. Google that shit.
All right, guys, we're at the end of the show. Sean.
Yeah.
Out of all three of these, which one did you enjoy the most?
The first one.
Fantastic. And the out of the two IPAs, which one was actually more aggressive for you? Well, I have the Remnant was the last one we did.
What was the second one?
The Gunpowder.
Gunpowder was more aggressive, even though it had more general flavor. It was still more aggressive.
Okay. Well, so let's talk about a few things.
Yeah.
You were talking about this party while someone was playing 64.
No, it wasn't a party.
Oh, it was just you, a friend?
I was just at my house. My friend was playing Nintendo 64, and I thought, wouldn't it be cool if I got my dick sucked? And
okay.
So I was like 15.
Okay. So you sucked it, right? He was playing it.
So, yeah, we sucked each other's dick.
Whoa.
No, my girlfriend was there.
Oh, you had a...
I was like, hey, you should suck my dick, and she goes...
All right. So is this it? Just
and
all right.
He
and he's
like,
just playing. He's like
he oh. was kind of. He kind of like. Oh, are we doing? Oh shit! Oh,
man, I'm gonna get back and pass this level for us, bro. I got us.
Yeah, he had to do what he had to do
on Mario Kart.
And I had to do what I had to do.
So did it work out?
Yeah.
At 15,
that was the same girl that was sucking my dick the first beer I ever drank. Remember that story in the back of a Jeep? My friend Disa, and he would pop back in, and. He would get mad that I wasn't drinking the beer because he handed me the beer.
Okay.
And he would pop back in. He goes, you better be drinking that. while
you're getting your dick sucked. Yeah. Fantastic. Oh,
and then I fucked her in the woods later after that.
In the woods?
Yeah. It was off of like way out on Blue Diamond, like 30 miles out of town or something.
Oh, okay.
Like that.
So you guys were out there at 15, 30, no parent parental supervision.
I was 16 at that time.
And then you were just butt fucking and getting your duck sucked. Yeah, and just,
it was a good time.
Everybody was looking
Nine
rocked.
Months later, she had a kid. No joke.
But
I'm
it wasn't
not even
yours.
Joking. That's not they say it's not, but it had my nose.
Is it your nose?
But you know why? I got a pig nose. Check this out. I got a pig nose, right?
Okay.
The baby had a motherfucking pig nose.
Well, that's because in the tube. If they don't position the head
no,
right, it grows right into
That's
the glass.
That's not true. I've seen some goddamn babies.
They grow right into the glass.
I've seen some babies.
Test tube baby here will tell you if you don't move our
with
heads.
With a schnoz on it.
The schnoz? Okay.
And this baby didn't. And the mom and the supposed dad.
Thought it was you.
Had big ass noses.
So this baby
this
was.
This baby had mino. They both had big ass noses.
So did you ever get a paternity test?
And they were both full Mexican.
Okay.
And the baby, well, I mean, it was a baby, obviously.
Well, yeah.
But very white, so.
So it was very, let me see, I was reading Spanish today.
Yeah.
It was very verde. It's a color.
That's
means white.
Green.
Oh, that's green.
Yes.
Oh, this stuff is hard, bro.
That's like
Blanco.
Street.
Blanco.
Blanco. Yes.
Blanco. It's Blanco. That's yeah. right.
It was a girl, so Blanco.
Yeah. Uncle Joe says, I think you should suck my dick is the new go-to line. Thanks, Dean.
Yeah.
You're a smooth talker, you. He can't say suck your dick or you get banned on the channel.
So what, did he get banned?
Yeah, he got blocked for 30 seconds. You can't talk for 30
it
seconds.
Was worth
he said, it was worth it. Because I always read anytime someone gets popped, I like to read what they said.
That's,
so Uncle Joe, big shout out to you, bro.
That was one of my favorite.
Right.
When I was 15, that was a crazy time. We were just fucking all day.
Right.
That's all I had to do. Like, I have a lot of friends that... They're talking about going through that now.
Oh, about having crazy times.
About just fuck it. Like, they'll get a girlfriend,
and
then
just,
they fuck, like, 2-3 times a day.
They're just going through
it. But I remember I went through that when I was, like, 15, 16. I don't want to do that now.
You just want to, you know, when it's time, it's time.
Not even that. It's just a lot of work.
You're a lazy bitch, dude. You are such the... You're the worst. You're the worst.
When you're fucking 2-3 times a day.
Right.
Dude, I got shit to do.
No, you don't.
I do. And fucking ain't it.
Sleeping is the big portion of what you do.
Oh, sleeping's way better than fucking. You'll learn that.
Yeah.
You'll learn that. That's something that...
So, for you, you're done with the coitus.
No, I'm not done, but it's definitely on a back burner.
It's like...
The other night.
Okay.
Shout out... You're great.
she was trying to fuck, but I was like, I gotta go home, take a nap. Not a nap. It was late.
Right.
I was doing a show.
Right.
And then, you know, we was exchanging words, me and her, right?
Right.
And, you know,
uh-huh.
Shit was getting, you know.
Right.
Ah.
Right.
And then she was talking about, let's go.
I would like to put a disclaimer out right now.
I'm going to go.
I have no idea what you're talking about. Yeah. I'm under the impression you didn't get no ass. I'm under the impression you didn't get it.
Yeah. Well, she wanted me to
go
into a different place.
Oh,
first,
like go in the garage or something next to the trash cans.
Unless it's like, yeah, you want to meet me at my house? You
know right.
What I mean, like that's
okay.
I don't want to give you a ride home, so you want to meet me, and then
Uber out.
But
you gotta
Uber.
Go. You gotta go after.
You're at that 2 years, but so, you got. I can't. You can't
so
spend the night.
So you're at the point now. There's no spending the night.
No.
So
no,
you, it's basically
no
suck
night.
Me, fuck me, swallow, go home.
Please.
I love that. Coin phrase by your boy here, obsbeers.com.
Yeah.
So you can put that on a t-shirt.
My standards are low. I just want to eat pussy, really.
That's it?
That's it. I got a whole song about it.
It's called My Standards Are Low.
It's called Who's Shame?
Who's Shame?
Yeah.
Don't get shamed by the Who's Shame?
When you ask your bitch about me, she goes, who's Shame?
Oh, and it's the guy who ate you out but didn't stick you.
Yeah.
So you're kind of quintessentially
and then
sucking
another
dick,
song,
but on vagina.
Yeah.
So you're a mouth breather.
Yeah, and then another song.
So
I
people
said,
can run mouth trains on you?
These bitches gonna run all the mouth trains they want on me. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well,
just slide them.
I hope it's
from
not
chin
washed
to forehead,
and they get stuck in your
like
hair.
Like they're running and they like slip and slide on my face. Yeah, I'm down with that.
Oh, okay.
I'm down with that for sure. I don't.
Well, one of these beers will definitely rinse out the taste.
I don't want it to.
Shit, man.
I'm down with that taste. Right, you know? Well, I'll do a beer review on their pussy.
Oh.
I'm getting some pineapple.
No, you're not. No, you're not.
You gotta be optimistic.
I'd be like, Sean.
You gotta be optimistic.
Can you please
dude.
Take the pineapple out of her? You're doing a fake
review.
You gotta. This tastes like human. Like, and then we're like, Sean, would you believe that we switched your vagina with this pig puss? You're like, wow.
Yo, if I can't tell. Yo, straight up, if I can't tell.
It says, Uncle Joe said, you can put it on a t-shirt, but you can type it in the OBS Beer chat. Oh, he said you can put it on a t-shirt, but you can't type it in the beer chat, in the OBS chat.
Hey, make those t-shirts. Huh?
Yeah, make those t-shirts great again.
I think I should get my dick sucked. What is it?
Suck me, fuck me, swallow, right, go home.
Suck my dick now. I think you should suck my dick now. I don't know.
Oh, what he said, he goes, yeah, he goes, I think you should suck my dick.
Yeah.
Is the new go-to line. Thanks, Sean. You smooth talker.
Dude, that's gotten me a couple of blowjobs, and I'm not fucking joking. Shout out. We'll bleep these names. Shout out. She blew. I mean, well, you don't know her last name.
Actually, I know who she is.
You know her?
I do.
You know who I'm talking about?
I do.
I won't say her last name.
No, she showed me a picture. Like, do you know him?
No, you're lying. You're lying. You're lying.
Yeah, I didn't lie about
what
Wendy.
What does she look like?
I didn't. Hey, wait. I didn't lie about the Wendy Williams thing. Now, did I?
Yes, you did.
You looked it up. Did I lie about how toothy alligators were? Did I lie about how toothy alligators were? Did I lie about it?
Did you really meet her? No, yeah. You didn't meet her.
I met her a couple years ago, and she's like, hey, I got a question.
No, you didn't. A couple years ago.
She showed me a picture of me and said, yeah, that's Sean. She knows you as Shane. So I was like, okay.
No, she doesn't. She knows me since middle school.
Right, but she used you.
No.
She was smart enough to
use
you. No, no.
You already caught up.
No, she used.
She would never have called me Shane.
She did in public.
I haven't seen her since she sucked my dick.
And
well,
guess,
I might have.
Well, no.
No, I have.
No.
Yeah, I have. Yeah, I have.
Uncle Joe says, my old go-to was, you want to fuck or do I owe you an apology?
Oh, that's funny and creative. Man, I wish I was that creative. I literally pulled my dick out on her. And well, I told her.
There's a habit that runs
with her. I told
her.
I wasn't Louis C.K.ing her.
Right, no.
I told her. I said, you want to suck my dick? And she just looked at me crazy because she was, at the time, we were younger, and she was like, I'm gay. And I was like, I know you're not gay because you're always hitting on me.
Right.
You're figuring it out, so that's fine.
Right.
She is bisexual or something, so she was half
yes,
right.
Yes, I know. I was there.
And then she was like, she looked at me and was like, what? And I was like, check this out. I'm pulling my dick out. You
right.
can suck it if you want to, all right? And she was like, the fuck? And we're in the backseat of my homie's car, and so I pulled my dick out, and she was like, let me finish the cigarette.
And then, right.
And then she totally did
it. I remember she was trying to quit cigarette smoking. I said, stop it.
Well, she probably still smokes.
And she
she's
does.
Bad as fuck, though. She,
no,
she's
I know.
She's bad as fuck. I won't even say what she does, but she's bad.
No, I know. And then she showed me a picture of you. And I was like, yeah, I work with the guy. She's like, no way.
She's the only white girl that I want to fuck.
And I said,
oh, shit. Siri's trying to
fuck. Oh, Siri's just trying to find you white girls to fuck.
Hey, tell send me more nudes. Okay, sorry, don't tell.
All right, so look, guys, I want to thank everybody for coming on. We're going to get out of here. Sean, this was a roller coaster.
Yeah, it was you a know nightmare what? As no, usual.
Guess what?
Nightmare.
I am more happier than ever that we just fucking tore up the fucking...
We all dick sucked.
Right yeah, here, dick dude. Suck. It's a dick sucking episode because I've got smell blindness. So it is what it is, guys. So let me hit you guys with our outro. So give me a second with this sweet transition.
Don't ask me how to get to obsbeers.com. Just Google that shit.
obsbeers.com would like to thank everybody for coming in and hanging out and, you know, participating in the show. I want to give a shout out to Sean. If you guys want to check out Sean on Instagram, check out Shane Cashmere, ShaneCashmere on Instagram. You guys check him out on SoundCloud. Am I correct, Sean?
Yeah,
sure.
All right.
I want to thank all of the breweries that were a part of this, Lost Coast, Innocent Gun, and Five Rabbit. And, tune in next time. We've got something planned for you guys like no other. Beer is what we have in common.
What's your beer story?
Check you later.